Today is Wednesday, April 13th, 2021, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm forgetting what year it is. I'm still writing checks in 2021. I was looking at something and my mind just went back to 2021. I don't know. I'm trying to go back in time is what I'm trying to do. So we're doing all this preparation work for Europe. And, we've been talking about it. So I'm diving right in. And, Mark, it is so much of a hassle. I told you guys already, for him to get a visa, and, he needs a letter from the president. No, I'm just kidding. He needs all of this stuff. He has to have a cover letter saying why he wants to go to Italy and Europe, you know. And he talked to a friend of his who recently applied for a visa to Italy. And she said, I wrote in there that my kids are at an age where it would be a wonderful experience and I want them to have memories. And she said, you would cry if you read my letter. And so he's got to write that. So he wrote this. So anyway, he needs to schedule an appointment with the embassy in Houston, the Italian embassy. And he wrote this long email about how, oh, you know, he loves to travel and it's the 10th anniversary with his partner and, you know, we're celebrating and wanting to do something special and we've always wanted to see, I don't know. He just wrote all this stuff. It's poetic. And so they said, okay, we'll schedule you an appointment. It's funny though, because they wrote back and they said, well, we really need to know the exact number of days you're going to be in Italy because it's based on number. It's so weird, this visa. It's based on the number of days that you're in the country. So they have, it's called a Shenzhen visa, I think is what it's called. Shenzhen or something like that. And it's a European visa. It's not specific to a country. But you have to apply at the country that you're going to stay in the longest is what you have to do. And they have to be the one that issue the visa. I don't know. It's weird. There are all these requirements. And so if you're doing a multi-country trip, which most people do that when they go to Europe, most people, you know, take a train or they go on a cruise or, you know, they do a river cruise or an ocean, a Mediterranean cruise, or, you know, they hire out a yacht. If you go on Below Deck, you know, and you're a millionaire and you can pay, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for one vacation. And anyway, you know, so most people are visiting multiple countries. So you have to decide, you have to figure out how many days you're going to be in each one. And so they said to him, can you verify how many days you're going to be in each country? And how many days you're going to be at sea on the ship? And so he had to write out the entire itinerary so they could count the number of days that were in Italy to determine if Italy was the correct country to issue the visa. And so he did that. He emailed them back. Apparently we met the criteria. And she says, okay, we're going to schedule you an appointment. So he is scheduling and to get the documentation together, I had to call Royal Caribbean because I don't know, their website is really not that great and you can't get documentation that you want. All I needed was an invoice for the cruise showing the dates that we're going to be there. It's paid for. Possibly the itinerary was great. You know, nowhere on the website could you get that. Like that was not available on the website. I had to call Royal Caribbean and talk to them and they emailed it to me right away. But I was like, why can't they do this on their website? Like, I don't understand. But anyway, we got that. He emailed with some lady. I don't even know if it was a lady, but I don't know why I assume it was a lady. But he emailed with somebody at the Italian embassy. His appointment is May 20th. And so, yeah, so we have to drive or fly. We're probably flying to Houston. And we're going to work from the hotel probably because I need to keep, you know, I don't need to take any more days off of work because that next week is when I'm going to Alaska with Daniel. And so, but I told him I would go with him depending on how expensive the plane tickets are. We don't really have time to drive because we would definitely have to miss work if we were driving. So that's what we've been working on, you know, the past couple of days is just getting, you know, getting his stuff together to make sure that he has a visa. He's able to do, you know, he's able to go on the trip because that would be bad. You know, if he can't go on the trip at all. So I'm just looking through Twitter here because I haven't really talked about Twitter all that much, but there's really not much for Geeky Gay. Chris from Tennessee says he's been hanging out with some Filipino Twitch streamers who have been teaching him some random Tagalog phrases. And he says, here's your vocabulary lesson for today. Go up to Mark, and he spelled it M-A-R-R-K. Just for those of you to know, it's M-A-R-C, not K. Who would know that? You wouldn't, but I'm telling you now, so now you know. Anyway, the phrase is, I don't know if I should say it because I haven't even Googled it. And I didn't ask Mark what it means, so I mean, maybe this is not safe for work. If you're a Tagalog speaker, close your ears, because I don't know what this is. Gusto ko maligo sa mainit mong tamod. I probably butchered that. Anyway, I'm sure it's vulgar. Coming from Chris, you know, I need to show it to Mark and tell him to translate it for me. I'll do that after I record. Gary Bearden says, I'm looking... He says, Thursday night, First Baptist Waxahachie live-streamed Baptist Singing Men of Texas. They showed the band, I Thought About You. Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned anyone on this show, because, again, I never remember anything that I talk about. But I got an email the other day. No, a text message. From the piano player at church / the music director of the local theater in town. And I've talked either on this show or on Mix Minus or both about how she's no longer the music director for the theater because she got too busy and she had to quit that job. And so she gave the list of the orchestra members to the new music director, but either they haven't had an orchestra, and that's most likely the case because of COVID, but or if they have had an orchestra, maybe that music director has instrumentalists that she already works with. I don't know. But I have not gotten any calls in the past 2.5 years to be in any production. And I got a text message from her saying that there's a possibility at the local university that she works at that they're going to be doing a musical in November that she will need a trumpet player for. And she asked me if I was available. So it looks like I may have another gig in November playing trumpet. So... there you go. Scotty Aussie Battler, nothing to do with Geeky Gay, but I'm filling time here. He posted a Twitch video of an Asian guy working out. And I'm not really sure like why we would want to watch that, but apparently, you know, Scotty wants us to watch Asian men working out. Must be a thing that Scotty does. I'm not sure. And Kathy Bacon, and I think this was in a response to Mix Minus, but we're not recording Mix Minus for a couple of weeks, and so I'm going to use it on Geeky Gay. She says, brother-in-law had bricks for years and they didn't move, and also the design was nice. And also, he is renovating his backyard, so he had all his bricks lifted, and he will reuse them after he installs his pool. You can't do that with slabs of concrete and concrete cracks. The reason she said that is because I was saying that I really wanted the patio to be concrete and not those pavers or bricks, because I want to put a kitchen table. I want to do all this stuff that needs to be level. And my impression of pavers is that they're not level and they have gaps and you know, you catch a heel if you're a woman and you, Anyway, so apparently Kathy's brother-in-law had good luck with bricks. Well, we're still going to talk to the guy. Maybe he'll show us a really good design. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.